Father, we just thank you, we praise you, Lord. As we go into the second part, Father,
we
pray you continue speaking to us. You alone are able to take the truth and make your people understand. We can plant. We can water. But only God and God alone can give increase. Therefore, even the words that we teach today, and your children who are hearing, I commit into your loving hands, O Father. May your spirit bring the increase in each one's life. We just surrender ourselves, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The first principle, remember, the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of God.
అది ఎలాంటి సువార్త అంటే రాజ్యం యొక్క సువార్త ఉంటుంది.
స్కెప్టర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్ ఇస్ రైచియస్నెస్.
ఆయన దండము, రాజ్యం యొక్క దండము ఏంటిదంటే నీతి అయి ఉంటుంది.
అండ్ రైచియస్నెస్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ ఓన్లీ విచ్ హీ క్యాన్ గివ్.
ఆ నీతి అనేది ఆయన మాత్రమే ఇవ్వగలిగినది.
అండ్ హీ క్యాన్ డిక్లేర్ ఐ యామ్ ఆర్ యు ఆర్ రైచియస్.
ఆయన ఒప్పుకోగలడు నీవు నేను నీతిమంతులమని.
He can declare we are righteous only when we have received truth.
ఆయన ఎప్పుడు నీతిమంతుడని ఆయన ప్రకటించగలరంటే సత్యాన్ని మనం అంగీకరించినప్పుడే.
That's what repentance means.
అదే పశ్చాత్తాపపు మనసు అంటే అర్థము అదే.
This is the truth.
ఇదే సత్యము.
I accept it.
దాన్ని నేను అంగీకరిస్తున్నాను.
And I change my life.
నా జీవితాన్ని నేను మార్చుకుంటున్నాను.
God declares you or me righteous.
అప్పుడు దేవుడు ప్రకటిస్తాడు నీవు నేను నీతిమంతులమని.
Along with righteousness,
ఆ నీతితో పాటు ఇంకేమిస్తాడు?
Peace,
సమాధానము,
and joy,
పరిశుద్ధాత్మ ఆనందము,
in the Holy Spirit,
పరిశుద్ధాత్మ యొక్క ఆనందాన్ని ఇస్తాడు.
That's the kingdom of God.
అదే దేవుని రాజ్యము.
And the kingdom has to grow in us.
ఆ రాజ్యము మనలో ఎదుగుతూ ఉండాలి.
As the kingdom grows,
రాజ్యము ఎదుగుతూ
God will ask more from us.
దేవుడు మన దగ్గర నుంచి ఇంకా అధికముగా ఆయన ఆశిస్తూ ఉంటాడు.
If kingdom is small,
ఒకవేళ రాజ్యము
he cannot demand much from us.
మన దగ్గర నుంచి దేవుడు అధికముగా ఆశించలేడు.
What can you ask from this child?
ఈ పాప దగ్గర నుంచి మనం ఏం అడగలము?
Nothing.
ఏది కూడా అడగలేము.
You feed her.
ఆమెని బోధించాలా?
You take care of her.
సరి, భోజనం పెట్టాలా?
You take care of her.
ఆమెని పట్టించుకోవాలా?
And you enjoy this baby's joy.
ఆనందాన్ని బట్టి మనం ఆనందించాలి.
సో మెనీ ఆర్ లైక్ దట్ ఇన్ ద కింగ్డమ్.
దేవుని రాజ్యంలో అనేకులు ఇదే విధంగా ఉన్నారు.
దో దే ఆర్ మెనీ ఇయర్స్ ఓల్డ్,
ఎంతో సంవత్సరాల తరబడి వారు ఉన్నా కానీ,
ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్లీ
ఆత్మలో
దే చిన్న పాపస్.
వారు ఇంకా చిన్న పిల్లలుగానే ఉన్నారు.
ఆల్ చిన్న.
అందరూ కూడా.
వాట్ క్యాన్ గాడ్ డూ?
దేవుడు ఏం చేయగలడు?
ఫీడ్ దమ్.
వారికి భోజనం పెట్టగలడు?
టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ దమ్.
వారిని పట్టించుకోగలరు?
హీ కాన్ యూస్ దమ్.
వారిని వాడుకోలేరు.
టు బి యూస్డ్,
అయితే వాడబడాలంటే
వి నీడ్ టు గ్రో అప్.
మనము ఎదుగుతూ ఉండాలి.
అండర్స్టాండ్ ద విల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
దేవుని చిత్తాన్ని అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి.
అండర్స్టాండ్ ద విల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
దేవుని చిత్తాన్ని అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి.
స్టార్ట్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ అండ్ వాకింగ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద విల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
దేవుని చిత్త ప్రకారము నడుచుటకు మనము ప్రారంభించాలి.
దట్స్ వాట్ జీసస్ కేమ్ టు షో అస్.
అదే యేసయ్య చూపించడానికి వచ్చాడు.
బట్ ఫస్ట్ వి ఆర్ బోర్న్ యాస్ గాడ్స్ చిల్డ్రన్.
అయితే మొట్టమొదటిగా దేవుని పిల్లలముగా మనము జన్మించాము.
అండ్ బోర్న్ ఇంటూ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్.
ఆయన రాజ్యములో జన్మించాము.
అండ్ ద కింగ్డమ్ కమ్స్ ఇన్.
ఆ రాజ్యము మనలో ప్రవేశించు.
సో లైక్ ఐ సెడ్,
అయితే నేను చెప్పిన ప్రకారము,
రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద టైమ్ ఐ హావ్,
నాకు కొద్ది ఉన్న కొద్ది సమయము,
ఐల్ ట్రై టు టీచ్ యూ 6 ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద కింగ్డమ్.
అయితే రాజ్యములో ఉన్న 6 సూత్రాలు నేను మీకు బోధిస్తాను.
ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ కింగ్డమ్.
దేవుడి రాజ్యము గురించి.
నాట్ అబౌట్ దిస్ వరల్డ్.
ఈ లోకము గురించి కాదు.
అబౌట్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్.
ఆయన రాజ్యము గురించి.
ఫస్ట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్,
మొట్టమొదటి సూత్రం, రాసుకునే వారు మీరు రాసుకోవాలా.
సామ్ 127:1.
127 కీర్తన.
I call it the principle of God's promise. God's promise. Unless the Lord builds,
యెహోవా ఇల్లు కట్టించని యెడల,
All those who labor, labor in vain. What does that mean? First principle of the kingdom. Every work of the kingdom will be started by God. Will be finished by God. Maybe through us. But it is started by God and finished by God. So the first principle of God's kingdom, it has to be started by God. We all need to hear from God a promise. That is why on 31st night everybody wants that promise card. Why? Because we know something about God's kingdom. Everything in God's kingdom has to be started by Him. And He begins with a promise. In Acts chapter 7, verses 2 and 3.
అందుకు స్థితులు చెప్పినదేమనగా సహోదరులారా తండ్రులారా వినుడి మన పితరుడైన అబ్రహాము హారానులో కాపురమునకు మెసపటోమియాలో ఉన్నప్పుడు మహిమగల దేవుడు అతనికి ప్రత్యక్షమై నీవు నీ దేశమును స్వజనమును విడిచిపెట్టి బయలుదేరి నేను నీకు చూపించబో దేశమునకు రమ్మని పొమ్మని అతనితో చెప్పాను.
డియర్ బ్రదరిన్, స్టీఫెన్ విల్ సే, the God of our fathers appeared to our father Abraham when he was in the Ur of the Chaldeans, before he lived in Haran, and he told him, leave this land, leave this place, and go to the land that I am showing you.
అబ్రహామును దేవుడు పిలిచినప్పుడు హారానులో ఉంటున్నప్పుడు ఆయన విడిచి నీవు వెళ్ళు అని ఆయన చెప్పాడు.
సో ద వర్క్ వాస్ స్టార్టెడ్ బై గాడ్.
చూడండి, అది పని దేవుడి ద్వారా ప్రారంభించబడింది,
నాట్ బై అబ్రహాం.
అబ్రహాము ద్వారా కాదు.
గాడ్ కేమ్ టు అబ్రహాం. God spoke to Abraham. God gave Abraham a promise. God gave Abraham a purpose. And it is God who will work it out through Abraham. Understand the first principle of the kingdom of God. It is started by God. It is finished by God. Our job is to hear and obey. Genesis 26, 2 and 4. 2 to 4.
26. 2 to 4. ఈ దేశమందు పరవాసివై ఉండుము. నేను నీకు తోడై ఉండి నిన్ను ఆశీర్వదించను. ఏదనగా నీకును నీ సంతానము ఈ దేశములన్నీ ఇచ్చి నీ తండ్రి అయిన అబ్రహాముతో నేను చేసిన ప్రమాణము నెరవేర్చి ఆకాశ నక్షత్రము వలె నీ సంతానమును విస్తరింపచేసి ఈ దేశములన్నీ నీ సంతానమునకు ఇచ్చెదను.
Now it is God who speaks to Isaac.
చూడండి, ఇస్సాకుతో దేవుడు మాట్లాడుతూ ఉంటున్నాడు.
Don't go to Egypt.
చూడండి, ఐగుప్తుకు వెళ్ళకు నీవు.
Oh, it is 28? Okay, okay. But it's 26. It's correct, correct. Because what he read was correct. Yeah? He told Isaac, you stay here. I will bless you. What I told your father, I am telling you, and I will increase your descendants. Who begins the work? Who gives the promise? God who gave the promise to Isaac. Genesis 28, verse 12 and 13. Jacob is... And then?
After
తర్వాత That's enough. Now God is speaking to Jacob.
ఇప్పుడు దేవుడు యాకోబుతో మాట్లాడుతున్నాడు.
Jacob is running away.
యాకోబు దేవుని నుంచి పరిగెత్తుతా ఉన్నాడు.
And he is sleeping.
నిద్రిస్తా ఉన్నాడు.
And he sees the vision.
ఒక దర్శనాన్ని ఆయన చూస్తున్నాడు.
It's God who gives the promise.
దేవుడు వాగ్దానమును ఇచ్చాడు.
It's God who begins the work.
దేవుడే పనిని ప్రారంభించాడు.
Genesis 37.
ఆదికాండం 37వ అధ్యాయం.
5 and 6.
5 6 వచనాలు.
యోసేపు ఒక కలకని తన సహోదరులతో అది తెలియచెప్పగా వారు అతని మీద మరీ పగబట్టేది. అతడు వారిని చూచి, నేను కనిన ఈ కలను మీరు దయచేసి వినుడి. అదేమనగా మనము చేనిలో పనులు కట్టుచుంటిని, నా పన లేచి నిలుచుండగా మీ పనులు నా పనులు చుట్టుకొని నా పనకు సాష్టాంగ పడదని చెప్పాను.
It is God who speaks to Joseph.
దేవుడు యోసేపుతో దేవుడు మాట్లాడతాడు.
And begins the work.
పనిని ప్రారంభిస్తున్నాడు.
Exodus 3:4.
నిర్గమకాండము 3:4 వచనం. 3:4 వచనం.
దానిని చూచుటకు అతడు ఆ తట్టు వచ్చుట యెహోవా చూచెను. దేవుడు ఆ పొద నడుము నుండి మోషే మోషే అని అతనిని పిలిచెను.
It is God who speaks to Moses.
దేవుడు మోషేతో మాట్లాడుతున్నాడు.
It is God who tells Moses what he has to do.
ఏమి చేయాలో దేవుడు మోషేతో సెలవిస్తున్నాడు.
Deuteronomy 31.
ద్వితీయోపదేశ కాండం 31వ అధ్యాయము.
And verse 7 and 8.
7 8 వచనాలు. 31.
31 7
and
8. 7 8 వచనాలు. మరియు మోషే యెహోషువను పిలిచి, నీవు నిక్కరము కలిగి ధైర్యముగా ఉండుము, యెహోవా ఈ ప్రజలకిచ్చుటకు వారి పితరులతో ప్రమాణము చేసిన దేశమునకు నీవు వీరితో కూడా పోయి దానిని వారికి స్వాధీనపరచవలెను.
ఇట్స్ గాడ్ హూ చూసెస్ జోషువా.
యెహోషువను ఎన్నుకున్నది ఏర్పరచుకున్నది ఎవరు? దేవుడే.
అండ్ టెల్స్ హిమ్ వాట్ హి హస్ టు డు.
ఆయన ఏం చేయాలో ఆయన సెలవిస్తున్నాడు.
1 సామ్యూయేల్ చాప్టర్ 3
మొదటి సమయాల గ్రంథం 3 అధ్యాయము
వర్సెస్ 10 అండ్ 11
10 మరియు 11 వచనాలు.
1 Samuel chapter 3. It is God who speaks to Samuel.
దేవుడే సమూయేలుతో ఆయన మాట్లాడుతా ఉన్నాడు.
Why did I bring Samuel here?
ఎందుకు సమూయేలుని అని చెప్తున్నాను ఇక్కడ?
Because Samuel at that point was younger than most of these children.
అయితే సమూయేలు ఎలా ఉన్నాడు సార్?
Because sometimes we think God cannot speak to children. God can speak to Moses when he is 80. Abraham when he is 75. And Samuel when he is 6 or 7. God can call anyone at any time. All we have to do is have listening ears.
మనము చేయవలసిన పని ఏంటంటే వినగలిగే చెవులు మాత్రం కలిగి ఉండాలి.
He can call you in the city.
ఆయన నీవు పట్టణంలో ఉన్నప్పుడు పిలవచ్చు.
Like Abraham.
అబ్రహాము వలె.
He can call you in the wilderness like Moses.
మోషే వలె అరణ్యములో ఉన్నప్పుడు పిలవచ్చు.
Or he can call you right in the middle of the temple like he called Samuel.
సమూయేలు ఆలయములో ఉన్నట్లు పిలిచినప్పుడు నిన్ను కూడా పిలవచ్చు.
First principle of the kingdom.
రాజ్యములో ఉన్న
Unless the Lord builds,
దేవుడు కట్టని ఎడల
God has to begin.
దేవుడు ప్రారంభించాలి.
It's God who begins.
దేవుడే ప్రారంభించు.
When he begins,
ఆయన ప్రారంభించినప్పుడు
he gives you a promise.
ఆయన నీకు వాగ్దానం.
Abraham received a promise.
అబ్రహాము వాగ్దానం పొందాడు.
Isaac received a promise.
ఇస్సాకు వాగ్దానం పొందాడు.
Jacob received a promise.
యాకోబు వాగ్దానం పొందాడు.
Joseph received a promise.
యోసేపు వాగ్దానం పొందాడు.
Moses received a promise.
యోసేపు వాగ్దానం పొందాడు.
Joshua received a promise.
యోషువ వాగ్దానం పొందాడు.
Samuel received a promise.
సమూయేలు వాగ్దానం.
Everyone sitting here can receive a promise from God. And it is on that promise we allow God to build his work in us. Years ago, from the book of Acts, He gave me a promise. We don't have to turn there. From Apollos. That Apollos strengthened the believers. And he told me, that will be what I do through you. I will not send you to Gentiles. I will only send you to believers. Your job is to strengthen believers. So I never do crusades. I don't do evangelism. I don't work among unbelievers. I only work among believers. Because you have to do the work which he begins. Your work has to be based on a promise he has given you. Otherwise, we will labor in vain. We'll labor in vain. That can be anybody. Rebecca. 20 years of marriage. No child. Then God answered her prayer. Now she has twins. So much trouble in the womb. Till then in the Bible there are no twins. We don't know, it's not written. First twins written in the Bible. So much trouble in the womb. She goes ask the Lord. Lord, what is this? He said, there are two nations inside you. Two children. Then he speaks a promise. The elder shall serve the younger. So according to the promise, Rebecca knows it's the younger who is chosen. Esau is born. Jacob is born. Jacob is the younger. Rebecca knows the promise is for the younger. Is for the younger. You'll listen to scripture carefully. What does Rebecca do? She takes Jacob. You stay with me. Always stay with me. Where is Esau? He's always outside. Where is Jacob? Jacob is always with Rebecca. You have to understand. Isaac was born. God knows we are very poor in mathematics. Very poor in mathematics, okay? So he made number very easy for us. Abraham was 100 years old. When Isaac was born. Isaac got married at 40. So Abraham is 140. Isaac had Esau and Jacob at 60. So Abraham is 160. Abraham died at 175. Entered Canaan at 75. Died at 175. 100 years in the promised land. At what age did he die? 175. At 175, how old is Jacob and Esau? Jacob and Esau. 15 years. 15 years. Do you understand? For 15 years, Abraham is alive. What does Rebecca do? You are the child of promise. I heard it from God. You stay with me. Stay in the tents. Stay close to your grandfather. That's a man who has walked with God. He knows the ways of God. He understands God. You learn of God from him. That is why Jacob is after the things of God.
దేవుని విషయాల వెలుగునే పరిగెత్తుతావు.
ఈవెన్ యు యాస్ మదర్స్ కెన్ రిసీవ్ ఎ ప్రామిస్ ఫ్రమ్ గాడ్ అబౌట్ ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఫర్ యువర్ చిల్డ్రన్.
తల్లులారా, తల్లులారా, మీరు కూడా మీ పిల్లలకు యాకోబు వలె దేవుని దగ్గర నుంచి ఒక వాగ్దానాన్ని మీ పిల్లలకు తీసుకోగలరు.
ఫర్ ద కింగ్డమ్,
దేవుని రాజ్యం కొరకు.
ఇన్స్టెడ్ వాట్ డు వి ప్రే?
మనం ఏం ప్రార్థన చేస్తాము?
ఫాదర్ గాడ్,
తండ్రి,
మై పిల్లలు వీక్ ఇన్ మ్యాథమెటిక్స్.
ఓ నా తండ్రి, నా కుమారుడు మ్యాథ్స్ లో చాలా పేదవాడు.
తెలుగు వెరీ వీక్.
తెలుగులో కూడా పేదవాడు.
నథింగ్ అబౌట్ ద కింగ్డమ్.
రాజ్యము గురించి ఏం ప్రార్థన చేయం.
హన్నా క్రైడ్.
హన్నా ప్రార్థన చేసింది.
ఫైనలీ
చివరిగా ప్రార్థించింది.
లాస్ట్ టైం వెన్ గాడ్ ఆన్సర్డ్ హర్,
చివరి సారిగా దేవుడు జవాబు ఇచ్చాడు.
యు గివ్ మీ ఎ చైల్డ్,
యు పిల్లలకి ఇస్తా.
ఐల్ గివ్ ద చైల్డ్ బ్యాక్ టు యు.
పిల్లల్ని తిరిగి ఇచ్చేస్తాను.
గాడ్ సెడ్ డీల్ డన్. See, we don't bring the kingdom there. We are not interested in the kingdom. Even all our prayers for our children is connected with the world from where God saved us. It's not about the kingdom. Rebecca was a smart mother. She kept Jacob in the tents. Close to Abraham. So that this young man will value the things of God.
Esau
was far away. Never interested in the things of God. Think about two children. Growing up. Father Isaac, grandfather Abraham, and the faith of the father Abraham or Isaac doesn't touch Esau at all. Nothing at all. Are you getting it? You can live in the most godly hope. That doesn't mean God should need touch you.
So
there is no promise. There is no promise. God finishes what he starts. What is said about Jacob? He will finish in Jacob's life. Nothing in Esau. Esau will prosper in the world. Jacob will prosper in the kingdom. This is the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. So understand this principle. Never believe this is only for pastors. In the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Rebecca, Hannah, everybody, they understood the kingdom and received promises according to the kingdom and turned their children according to the kingdom. First principle of the kingdom. God has a promise for everyone. God has a promise for everyone. For everyone. Receive that promise and let God then build on it. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Anybody who is 80 years old here? No. So you are all young. Moses was 80. Aaron was
83.
That's when they were called. Nobody is too old.
వృద్ధాపంలో ఎవరు కూడా లేకపోతే
నోబడీస్ టు యంగ్,
ఎవరు కూడా చిన్న పిల్లవాళ్ళు.
గాడ్ కాల్స్ చిల్డ్రన్ లైక్ శామ్యూయేల్,
సమూయేలు వలె దేవుడు పిలవచ్చు.
టీనేజర్స్ లైక్ డేవిడ్, జోసెఫ్ అండ్ డానియల్,
యవనస్తులుగా దావీదు, దానియేలు వారి వలె పిలవచ్చు.
సో ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇస్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీబడీ.
దేవుడి వాక్యము ప్రతి ఒక్కరి కొరకు.
Whether you are chinna papa, teenager or old, it is for everybody. For everybody. Only thing we have to hear and seek and receive. Because unless the Lord builds, We labor in vain. First principle of the kingdom, it is based on a promise.
And
when you receive the promise, walk according to the promise. God is the builder.
And
what he builds, he finishes.
There's
one thing about God. He always finishes what he starts. He brought the children of Israel into the desert. They rebelled against him. He didn't leave there and go away. He fed them and took care of them for 40 years. Every day for 40 years. And then took the next generation into the promised land. He always finishes what he starts. So understand the first principle of the kingdom. Seek God. Find the promise. That is connected with your special purpose in the kingdom. Everybody has a purpose in God's kingdom. Every child has a purpose in the Father's house. And God says, find your purpose. There is something that is common to all of us. Then there is something that is specific to only each one of us. And find that. And it is based on a promise. First principle of God's kingdom. Second principle. Once you receive a promise, understand the principle of patience. I receive a promise, it is not fulfilled tomorrow. Things of God doesn't happen fast. Because there are two things God is doing. In my life, God is working through me. God is working in me. Two works. The second work is very difficult. We'll say, Lord, use me, use me. God says, wait. Let me change you. Let me change you. I use this example when I teach. Woodcutter. He takes his axe or his knife morning till evening, cuts wood, binds it, sells it in the evening, 200 rupees, 300 rupees. Butcher. He hangs the mutton there. Pours water. When we go to buy, he cuts it nicely. Makes nice pieces. And gives it to us. May he makes maybe 1,000 rupees. You go to Taj Krishna. You go to the kitchen. This guy with this big white cap. You order one salad. They will charge you 250 rupees. For two tomatoes and one kakadi. But when it comes to you, oh, it's cut like flour. It brought to you. Who cut it? That man. And how does his, what is his salary? 30,000, 40,000 per month. Then now you have a disease. You go to Yashoda. The doctor says you need surgery. He says, don't worry. 20 minutes only. You go there. He gives you anesthesia. He also takes a small knife. He cuts you. Opens you. Takes it out. Stitches you back. When you are leaving, they give you a bill. 30,000 rupees. Everybody used a knife.
చూడండి ప్రతి ఒక్కరు కూడా కత్తి అనేది వాడారు.
Axe cutter, the wood cutter used a knife.
కర్రలను కట్ చేసేవాడు గొడ్డలిని కత్తిని వాడారు.
Butcher used a knife.
ఆ మాంసమును కోసేవాడు.
Chef used a knife. Surgeon also used a knife. But for 10 minutes, he charged you 30,000
rupees.
Why? Because to cut like that, he studied for 25 years. You get it? Got it? You can be a woodcutter in God's hand or a surgeon in God's hands. God says you choose.
This
is to be a surgeon. He says, it will take time. I am working in you. I am controlling your eyes. I am controlling what you hear. I am controlling what you will say. And as you grow, like Elijah, we don't know how old he is. We don't know where he is coming from. He suddenly comes into the Bible. Stands before the king. Do you know what he says? In the name of the God of Israel before whom I stand, it will not rain in this land until the word of God comes from my mouth. What is he? He's a surgeon in God's hands. God says anybody can be that. Will you allow me to work in you? That is the second principle in the kingdom. Patience. Will we walk in patience? Allow God to work these things out. Patience is what we don't have. But patience is what we need. Hebrews 6 and verse 12. Okay. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
ఏదైతే వాగ్దానము చేయబడిందో దాన్ని స్వాధీనపరచుకున్నారు విశ్వాసము ద్వారా ఓర్పు ద్వారా
through patience.
ఓర్పు ద్వారా
in the kingdom of God we need great patience.
చూడండి దేవుని రాజ్యములో మనకు ఓర్పు సహనము అధికముగా మనకు అవసరము.
In the world
లోకములో
there are many many shortcuts.
లోకములో చిన్న దారులు లేదా
Many shortcuts to become rich. Many shortcuts to pass exams. Many shortcuts to get jobs. For everything in the world, there are many ways. In the kingdom of God, there is always only one way. And in that way, you need a lot of patience. There is a promise, and there we need patience. As you receive the promise, get on your knees and ask for patience. Otherwise, what will happen? You will create a work in your impatience,
aithe neevu sahanamu leni sthitilo prarambhistavu,
whose builder is not God,
aithe kattuvaadu devudiga undadu.
10 years in the promised land,
vaagdana deshamlo 10 samvatsaralu,
10 years
10 samvatsaralu
God has given the promise to Abraham,
Abrahamuku devudu vaagdana ichadu,
your children will be like the stars in the
nee pillalu aakasha nakshatram vale untaru,
like the sand of the sea,
oh iskrenu vale vaaru untaru.
Sarah said,
Sarah nadi
10 years,
10 samvatsaralu,
10 years
10 samvatsaralu ledu.
Can do one thing,
neevu oka cheyochu,
I have a maid servant,
oka naadara oka salikathe undi,
you have a child through that maid servant,
aa salikathe dwara nee pillalni kanivachu.
Abraham said okay,
Abraham anna sare parledu,
what came,
eke em vachindi,
Ishmael.
So,
is Ishmael God's work or Abraham's work?
Ishmael devuni paniya leda Abraham yokka paniya kada?
It's Abraham's work, not God's work.
Chudandi Abraham pani kani devuni pani ga ledu.
It is Abraham's work in the name of God, but God has said I have nothing to do with it.
Chudandi devuni perata Abraham pani ay untundadi.
The problem is this.
Samasya ide.
We create many Ishmaels in our life.
Mana jeevithamlo aneka Ishmaelu manam kattukuntamu.
Because we don't have patience.
Sarabo manaku sahanam anedi
ledu. Sarah didn't have patience.
Saraki em sahanam ledu.
Abraham did not have patience.
Abrahamuku orpu ledu.
Next generation.
Aithe tarvata vacha taramu varu.
Isaac waited.
Isaac ledu chusaru.
At 40 he got married.
40 samvatsaralo vivaham chesukunnadu.
Rebecca is also barren.
Rabo Rebecca kuda garbhavathiga ledu.
Ask this question.
Aithe ee prashna adagandi.
These are all chosen men.
Veerandaru kuda ennukovattaru kada.
And chosen women.
ఎన్నుకోబడిన స్త్రీలు.
సారా ఇస్ బేరన్.
సారా గొడ్రాలుగా ఉంటుంది.
రెబెకా ఇస్ బేరన్.
రెబెకా కూడా గొడ్రాలు.
రేచెల్ ఇస్ బేరన్.
రేచెల్ కూడా
గొడ్రాలు. వై ఆర్ ఆల్ దిస్ పీపుల్ బేరన్?
ఎందుకు వీరందరూ గొడ్రాలుగా ఉన్నారు?
ఆరెంట్ దే ద కాల్డ్ అండ్ ద ప్రామిస్డ్ వన్స్?
చూడండి వారందరూ వాగ్దానముగా పిలువబడ్డారా?
Why are they barren?
కానీ ఎందుకు వారు గొడ్రాలుగా ఉన్నారు?
So that they will learn patience.
అయితే వారు ఓర్పు సహనము నేర్చుకోవడానికి.
They will learn patience.
వారు ఓర్పును నేర్చుకోవాలి.
We need to understand this in ministry also.
చూడండి పరిచర్యలో కూడా మనం వీటిని అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి.
In genuine ministry,
నిజమైన యథార్థమైన పరిచర్య,
that is of God,
దేవుడు ఇచ్చినది,
things happen slowly.
చూడండి అది ఎలా క్రమముగా లేదా మెల్లగా జరుగుతాయి.
Because God is teaching you something bigger through it all.
ఎందుకంటే దేవుడు నీ లోపల ప్రారంభించక ముందు నీ లోపల ఆయన ఏదో కార్యము బోధిస్తూ నేర్పిస్తావు.
ఐసాక్ గాట్ మ్యారీడ్ అట్ 40.
ఇస్సాకు 40 సంవత్సరాలు వివాహం చేసుకున్నాడు.
రెబెకా ఇస్ బేరన్.
రెబెకా గుడ్రాలుగా ఉంటుంది.
స్క్రిప్చర్ సేస్ హి ప్రేడ్.
దేవుడి వాక్యం ఉంటుంది.
ప్రేడ్ ఫర్ హౌ లాంగ్?
ప్రార్థన చేసింది ఎంత కాలం ప్రార్థన చేసింది?
20 ఇయర్స్.
20 సంవత్సరాలు ప్రార్థన చేసింది.
హి వాస్ పేషెంట్.
ఆమె ఓర్పు కలిగి ఉంది.
హి డిడ్ హరీ.
చూడండి ఆమె త్వరపడలేదు.
He didn't do what his father did.
తన తండ్రి ఏది చేసిందో ఇస్సాకు పని చేయలేదు.
రెబెకా didn't do what సారా did.
రెబెకా కూడా సారా చేసిన పని
చేయలేదు. They learned patience.
వారు ఓర్పు సహనము.
And in patience,
ఓర్పు సహనములో,
they will receive a son.
ఒక కుమారుడు పొందుకున్నారు.
Whose name will be Jacob.
ఆయన కుమారుడి పేరు యాకోబు.
Whose name God will change to Israel.
ఆ కుమారుని ఆ పేరుని ఇశ్రాయేలుగా దేవుడు మార్చు.
In patience they will bring forth Israel.
చూడండి ఓర్పు సహనములో ఇశ్రాయేలు ప్రజలు తీసుకొచ్చారు.
It's still standing there.
ఇప్పటివరకు కూడా అది నిలుస్తూనే ఉన్నది.
It is still standing there.
ఇంకా నిలుస్తూనే ఉన్నది.
As a sign to the world.
ఒక లోకానికి ఒక సూచనగా.
Israel.
ఇశ్రాయేలు.
Was the work of God.
దేవుని పని ఉన్నది.
Worked in patience.
ఓర్పుతో ఆయన ప్రారంభించాడు.
So we can do these two things.
అయితే ఈ రెండు విషయాలు మనం చేయగలుగుతాము.
Impatience will create Ishmael.
చూడండి మన ఓర్పు సహనము లేనిది ఇశ్మాయేలు
చేసాడు. Patience will bring forth Israel.
ఓర్పు ఇశ్రాయేలును బయటికి తీసుకొస్తుంది.
Why is patience so important?
ఎందుకు ఓర్పు అనేది మనకు అంత ప్రాముఖ్యం? ఎందుకు?
Because God is creating his character in us.
ఎందుకంటే దేవుడు మనలో ఆయన స్వభావాన్ని కడుతూ ఉన్నాడు.
And character is very important for God.
దేవునికి స్వభావం అనేది చాలా ప్రాముఖ్యమైనది.
Very very important for God.
చాలా ప్రాముఖ్యమైనది.
That only happens with time.
అది కేవలం సమయ మూలాన జరుగుతావు.
So understand this. We receive a promise.
మేము వాగ్దానం పొందుకున్నాము.
Pray every day for patience.
ఆ ఓర్పు కొరకు అనుదినము కూడా నీవు ప్రార్థించు.
Lord help me.
దేవా నాకు సహాయం
చేయి. నాట్ టు క్రియేట్ అ ఇష్మాయేల్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్.
దేవా నా జీవితంలో ఇష్మాయేలును కలగ చేసే వ్యక్తిగా కాక.
వాట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మై లైఫ్,
నా జీవితంలో నుంచి వచ్చేది
షుడ్ బి ఆఫ్ యూ.
అది నీ యొక్క నుండి.
ఇట్ షుడ్ బి అన్ ఐసాక్.
దేవా ఇస్సాకు వలె కాదు.
ఐసాక్ ఇస్ ద ప్రామిస్ చైల్డ్.
ఇస్సాకు వాగ్దాన పుత్రుడు.
ఇష్మాయేల్ ఇస్ ద child of flesh.
ఇష్మాయేలు శరీరానుసారమైన కుమారుడు.
We don't want anything of flesh.
దేవా శరీర మూలముగా ఏది కూడా మాకు
కావాలి. We need something that is according to the promise.
దేవా మాకు కావాల్సింది వాగ్దానములకు మూలములో ఉన్న వాదినే మాకు
కావాలి. If you turn to Psalm 105 and verse 17 and 9 to 19, Psalm 105.
105వ కీర్తన 17 నుండి
Psalm 100. Yeah. You see, this is talking about Joseph. We didn't see this. We read only Genesis. In Genesis, his brothers sold him. The brothers were only used by God to sell him. On earth, the brothers are selling. In heaven, it is written, God is sending him. Who is sending him? God is sending him. How old is he? He's 17 years old. How is he sent? Legs in chains. Neck in chains. That is how God is sending him. Why? Because he has received a promise. The promise has to be proved true. Until the promise is proved true, Joseph is being tested. I have given you a promise. The promise is this. One day you will rule. One day even your brothers will come and bow before you. But it has to be proved first. Before that will happen, you have the character to become a king. So you will be tested. You will be sold. You will go as a slave. You will go as a prisoner. Let me see whether you can become a king. Because a king needs character. A king needs integrity. He needs honesty. And all this is tested during difficult times. Everything is tested when times are difficult. When you have plenty of money, you give tithes. Not difficult. And you have no money. Very little is coming. To be faithful is a test. Is a test. That's our problem. When tests come, we see test trial. In English you have two words. One is test, the other is trial. Lord, why are you doing this to me? God says, I'm testing. Our trial is a test. Whether we can become kings and queens one day. The call of God for everyone who comes into his kingdom. If you come through and overcome in this life, you shall reign with me. Everybody won't reign. Only those who overcome will reign. Only those who overcome will reign. What do you have to overcome? You have to overcome your flesh. You have to overcome the world. You have to overcome the devil. These three you have to overcome. If you overcome, patience is there. Character is there. God says you are fit to rule.
పరిపాలించడానికి నీవు తగిన వారం అంటాడు.
అదర్వైజ్ వి ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద కింగ్డమ్,
లేని ఎడల మనం రాజ్యంలో ప్రవేశిస్తాము,
వి డు నాట్ రూల్,
మనం పరిపాలించే వారి,
వి కెన్ నాట్ రూల్,
మనం పరిపాలించలేము,
బికాస్ వి నీడ్ క్యారెక్టర్,
ఎందుకంటే వ్యక్తిత్వం మనకు కావాలి.
సో ద వన్ హూ రిసీవ్డ్ ద ప్రామిస్,
అయితే వాగ్దానం పొందుకున్న వ్యక్తి
ఇస్ జోసెఫ్,
యోసేపు,
నాట్ రూబెన్,
రూబెన్ కాదు,
నాట్ సైమన్,
నాట్
లేవి, నాట్ జూడా, నాట్ గాడ్, నాట్ ఇసాకర్, నాట్ డాన్, నోబడి రిసీవ్డ్ అ ప్రామిస్, జోసెఫ్ రిసీవ్డ్ అ ప్రామిస్. దేర్ఫోర్ జోసెఫ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి టెస్టెడ్, ది అదర్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ టెస్టెడ్.
వేరే వాళ్ళు ఎవరు కూడా కాదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ రిసీవ్ అ ప్రామిస్,
ఒకవేళ వాగ్దానం పొందుకోకపోతే,
యూ విల్ నాట్ బి టెస్టెడ్,
నీవు పరీక్షించబడవు,
బికాస్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో పాయింట్ ఇన్ టెస్టింగ్.
ఎందుకంటే పరీక్షించడానికి అక్కడ కారణమే లేదు. అక్కడ
యూ విల్ గో త్రూ ద కామన్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, బట్ యూ విల్ నాట్ గో త్రూ ద టెస్టింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ క్రైస్ట్.
చూడండి, నీవు సాధారణమైన లోకంలో ఉన్న సాధారణ సమస్య గురించే వెళ్తావు, కానీ క్రీస్తు ఇచ్చే ఆ సమస్యలో పరీక్షించబడి,
సో జోసెఫ్ ఇస్ టెస్టెడ్,
జోసెఫ్
పరీక్షించబడ్డాడు, 13 ఇయర్స్
పదమూడు సంవత్సరాలు పరీక్షించబడ్డాడు.
అట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ 13 ఇయర్స్
పదమూడు సంవత్సరం ముగింపులో
హీ పాసెస్ ది ఎగ్జామ్.
పరీక్ష అనేది ఆయన
ఫారో సేస్,
ఫారో అంటాడు,
యూ రూల్ ఆన్ మై బిహాఫ్,
నా పక్షమున నీవు పరిపాలించండి. ఫారో
ద సేమ్ వే,
అదే విధముగా
దట్ డే all those who have passed the test,
parikshalo annitlo vellina varu,
on that day Jesus will say,
aa roju pesi antadu,
well done, you take care of 5 cities,
neevu 5 pattanalu,
you take care of 10 cities,
neevu 10 pattanalu,
you care of this state,
neevu ee oka stalam isko,
you take of AP,
neevu AP isko,
you are in charge of you don't know, rulers of Telangana and AP for the 1000 years are being framed now.
Chudandi, తెలంగాణ గురించి కూడా 1000 పరిపాలన గురించి ఇప్పుడే చిత్రపటం వేయబడినొచ్చు.
ఫర్ ద 1000 ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ జీసస్ రెయిన్ నోబడి నోస్ హూ విల్ రూల్ హైదరాబాద్, హూ విల్ రూల్ తెలంగాణ, హూ విల్ రూల్ ఏపీ, నోబడి నోస్, గాడ్ నోస్, హీస్ గెటింగ్ దమ్ రెడీ.
1000 పరిపాలన తెలంగాణ ఎవరు ఏర్పడి చేస్తారో ఎవరు తెలుసు, కానీ దేవుడు ఎప్పుడే ఆయన నిర్ణయించి ఉంచాడు.
అండ్ గాడ్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ రెస్పెక్టర్ పర్సన్,
అయితే దేవుడు పక్షపాతి కాదు ఆయన.
దట్ ఇస్ వై జీసస్ సేస్ ఆన్ దట్ డే పీపుల్ విల్ బి సర్ప్రైజ్, the last will become the first, the first will become the last. What does it mean? There might be a believer, she might be just an MCH sweeper, but she is walking with God, she is overcoming her flesh, she is overcoming this world, and she is overcoming the devil. On that day Jesus says, you are in charge of Hyderabad, because you have the character of the king, and you can rule on my behalf. So after you are saved, don't take salvation lightly. It's much, much bigger than we can even dream or imagine. That is why Jesus says, eyes haven't seen, ears heard, but God is preparing for those who love him. Joseph was just a slave in Potiphar's palace, then a prisoner in the prison. Nobody ever thought, one day he will become the governor of Egypt. Nobody ever thought. But God was working silently in his life. And in patience, the work of God was being done inside, not outside, inside. Then finally, when he stands before the Pharaoh,
you
know what the Pharaoh says? You speak like one. Like one through whom the very spirit of God is speaking.
నీవు ఎలా మాట్లాడుతున్నావు సార్, ఒక ఆత్మ కలిగిన మాట్లాడే వ్యక్తిగా నీవు మాట్లాడుతున్నావు. నీవు
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్క్ దట్ ఇస్ డన్ ఇన్సైడ్,
ఎందుకంటే నీలో జరిగిన అంతరంగంలో జరిగిన పనిని బట్టి.
ఎనీబడీ క్యాన్ బికమ్ దాట్.
చూడండి, ఆ విధముగా ఎవరైనా కాగలరు.
అలౌ గాడ్ టు వర్క్ ఇన్ అస్,
మనలో దేవుని పరిచయడానికి,
అండ్ వర్క్ త్రూ అస్,
మన ద్వారా పనిచేస్తాడు.
ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ మినిస్ట్రీ.
చూడండి, ఇది పరిచర్య కాదు.
యు మే బి జస్ట్ అ హౌస్ వైఫ్,
నీవు కేవలం ఇంట్లో ఒక భార్యగా ఉండవచ్చు.
జస్ట్ లవ్ యువర్ హస్బెండ్,
నీ భర్తను కేవలం ప్రేమించు.
బ్రింగ్ యువర్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఇన్ ద కింగ్డమ్.
దేవుని రాజ్యంలో నీ పిల్లలందరికీ.
ప్రే ఫర్ యువర్ చర్చ్.
ఈ సంఘం కొరకు ప్రార్థించు.
ఫాస్ట్ అండ్ ఇంటర్సీడ్ ఫర్ ద కింగ్డమ్.
దేవుని రాజ్యం కొరకు ఉపవాసం.
నోబడీ సీస్ ఇట్.
ఎవరు కూడా చూడదు.
గాడ్ సీస్ ఇట్.
దేవుడు చూస్తాడు.
బట్ ఇన్ పేషెన్స్ ద కింగ్డమ్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ బిల్ట్ ఇన్ యూ.
అయితే ఓర్పులో దేవుని రాజ్యం
అండ్ గాడ్ ఇస్ డూయింగ్ అమేజింగ్ థింగ్స్ త్రూ యూ విచ్ యూ ఆల్సో డోంట్ నో.
నీ ద్వారా దేవుడు నీవు గ్రహించలేని కూడా దేవుడు నీ ద్వారా కార్యాలను ప్రారంభిస్తావు.
ఇన్ యువర్ రూమ్.
When you are praying,
other places,
strong
holds are being broken. People are being set free. You have no idea. But it is all counted on your side because by faith you believe. And in patience you continue doing what God called you to do.
It
is not preachers who take the crown.
చూడండి, ప్రజలను సంఖ్య ప్రజలను తీసుకునేది బోధకులు కాదు.
ప్రీచ్ ప్రీచర్స్ ప్రీచర్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ప్రీచర్స్ హు టేక్ ద క్రౌన్ ప్రీచర్
బోధకులు కిరీటాన్ని తీసుకోరు.
ప్రీచర్స్ విల్ గెట్ ద క్రౌన్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ దే వేర్ ఫెయిత్ఫుల్ ఇన్ వాట్ దే టాట్.
చూడండి, బోధకులు వారు నమ్మ బోధించి వాటిలో నమ్మకముగా ఉన్న దానిని బట్టి కిరీటాలు పొందుకుంటారు.
అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇఫ్ గాడ్ అలౌడ్ దే అలౌడ్ గాడ్ టు డూ ద వర్క్ ఇన్సైడ్ దెమ్.
దేవుడు వారిలో పని చేయడానికి అనుమతించినప్పుడు జరుగుతుంది.
So many don't allow God to work inside them.
అనేకులు దేవుడు వారి అంతరంలో పని చేయడానికి అనుమతించరు.
I was telling in my church.
నా సంఘంలో నేను చెప్తున్నాను.
If you ask some sisters,
ఒకవేళ వేరొక సహోదరులను అడిగినప్పుడు,
what is your name?
నీ పేరు ఏంటిది?
Grace.
Grace.
The name the Grace, if you hear it you get scared.
పేరు మాత్రము కృప ఉంది కానీ వింటున్నప్పుడు భయాన్ని పుట్టించేది ఉంటుంది.
Sister, what is your name?
సహోదరి, నీ పేరు ఏంటిది?
Mercy.
Mercy.
What does it mean?
That other bit is
work has not been done inside.
అంతరంగములో పని అనేది జరగలేదు.
Done inside.
జరగలేదు.
Have to allow God to do the work inside.
దేవుడు అంతరంగములో పని చేయడానికి అనుమతించు.
Peter will say.
పేతురు అన్నాడు.
The beauty God likes.
దేవుడు ఆ సౌందర్యాన్ని దేవుడు
The beauty God likes.
దేవుడు సౌందర్యాన్ని ఇష్టపడేవాడు.
The beauty of a quiet and a meek spirit.
అది ఎలాంటి సౌందర్యం అంటే మౌనముగా ఉండే ఆత్మ యొక్క సౌందర్యాన్ని దేవుడు కోరుకుంటాడు.
Meek, meek, what is meek?
సాధువు, మృదువైనది, మృదువైనది.
That is what God doesn't look at outside.
చూడండి, దేవుడు బయటికి చూడడు ఆయన.
We are all dressed all like that. God is not looking at you. You will look at it. Okay, we are pastors. God doesn't look at that. God looks inside. Are you meek? Are you meek? Jesus said, learn of me. I am meek and lowly. I am meek and lowly. And scripture says that is beautiful in God's
sight.
That is the work that God is doing in us. And most people fight that work. But if we allow that work to be completed, and we become more and more and more and meek and lowly, that's what scripture talks about Moses. By the time God finished his work in Moses, scripture says he was the meekest man on earth. Meekest man on earth. Once he was the most arrogant man on earth, he became the meekest man on earth. And it happens through patience. That is why God works his promises through patience. If you pray today, you get your answer tomorrow, you don't have to change. Do you have to change? No. Because I prayed. I got today. No need to change. But when you pray, nothing is happening. Now you have to decide, am I going to be patient? Or I'm going to give up? Now character is being built. God can answer immediately if he wants. But God is interested more than your answer for your prayer. Because he is changing us in the image of Christ. So remember this. There are two scenes from heaven and earth. Two different scenes. What you see on earth, what you see from heaven. Here comes the dreamer. Let us sell him. And they took him, put him in the well, pulled him out, and sold him to the Amalekites. And Joseph is going as a prisoner. That is the scene in Genesis. But Psalm 105, seen from heaven, God sent him ahead of them. In chains and in fetters, he sent them. So that the word he gave would test him and prove him. And Joseph passed with first rank. This is true about all of us. All of us. God is a father. God is not a teacher. God is not a principal. The problem with the principal doesn't like her. I want to fail you this year. But God is the Father. Tandri. I want all of you to pass. Not just pass. I want all of you one distinction. Because I am your Father. And I love you. And I want you to do well in the kingdom of God. But I am not only Father. I am God. And my kingdom, the scepter of my kingdom is righteousness. Therefore, for my children, no shortcuts. Judgment will be fair. Though you are my children, if your ways are wrong, you will lose. You will lose. Because though I am a father, I am a king. And the scepter of my kingdom is righteousness. Balance this both. We have a father. The father is a king. He's a father. The father is a king. The father has a kingdom. In the kingdom, only his will is done. So the disciples said, teach us to pray. He said, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven. Ah, Father.
Oh, Tandri.
But wait a second. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. He's a father. Your father is also the king. And the king has a kingdom. And his will must be done. This country we were talking about. It's a kingdom. Many years ago I was in the kingdom. It has a king. Just a king. At that time when I was there, the present king's father was ruling. Once a year, the National Assembly takes place. And all the officials stand in line. And the king comes on the red carpet. It is according to your position. Finally are the ministers in the cabinet. Then the last in the line, Prime Minister. And final in the line, the Crown Prince. The Crown Prince is standing in the line. And we can see The king is coming. Everybody bows. When he comes here, his son also bows. Why? In the evening, that little boy sat on his father's lap. But in the morning, the one who is coming is the king of the nation. And the boy has been told, who is coming? The king is coming. Bow before him. Our God is our father. But he is also the king of kings. Balance both. Balance both. And the scepter of his kingdom is righteousness. So things don't happen easily for his children. Why? In the world, you can do things 100 ways. In the kingdom, one way. The way of righteousness. In the way of righteousness. Understand that. There's a promise. There is a promise. And then there is patience. There is patience. Third principle in the kingdom. You receive a promise. You are patient. That is not enough. Third. Even in patience, the kingdom of God is established in praise. Psalm 22 verse 3. What does it say?
22:3.
You are enthroned as the Holy One in the praises of your people. It is not enough that I have a promise of God. It's not enough I have patience. For the kingdom to be established in me, and for the king to be enthroned in my life, I have to praise him in all situations. In all situations. You know, some people have patience, but no praise. They have wonderful names. What is your name? Naomi.
Naomi.
Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. No patience is there. But no praise. They come to church. 10 years. They are praying for something. They cannot sing. They cannot praise. No praise. No praise. God says, I am enthroned in the praises of my people. You have a promise. You have patience. That's not enough. In your patience, praise God through it all. Praise God through it all. That is what we see in the prison in Philippi. Paul and Silas are beaten. They are thrown in the midnight hour. And they know one thing. They know one thing. We are patient. We've been beaten many times. We are not going to stop the work of God. But we have more than patience. We have praise welling up within us. We cannot stop singing. And they started singing in the prison. In the midnight hour. And scripture says, all the prisoners were listening. They had never heard anything like this. Because when prisoners come, they either curse They either curse or they cry. Nobody praises. Nobody praises. Everybody is listening. They are praising. And as they are praising, the God of Israel is enthroned in their praises. And scripture says, there is an earthquake. And their chains start coming off. Not just Paul and Silas. Everybody's chains start falling off. What is God telling us? God is telling people, I have put you all in different places. Among unbelieving people. You may be in one office. You may be in a private company. You may be in a school. Everybody has problems. They are either crying or they are complaining. What do you do? What do you do? As a believer, what do you do? Do we praise Him there? Your problem is the same as their problem. Do you cry? Or do you complain? God says, I have called you to praise me in your situation. If we had praised, God would have enthroned Himself and these people also would have been set free. But what did we do? We also joined with them. We also complained. Oh, manager is terrible. Government is terrible. My boss is horrible. We didn't praise. We didn't praise. Silas and Paul could have said it. Oh, Philippi leaders are terrible. People are ungrateful. What is God doing? Nothing. They praised. Everybody was set free. Principle of praise. Never forget. We are called to praise. You know, we know that by heart. You are a chosen people. A royal priesthood. We know it all. But what does scripture say? Called out of darkness into light to declare His praises. We declare His praises. These are fundamental principles of the kingdom. I received a promise. Because of the promise, I am being tested. I go through this test in patience. But in that patience, during trials, you and I never cease to praise God. And when we praise God, not only are we set free, the others are also set free. And what begins as a praise and worship service in Philippi ends up as a baptism service for the jailer's family. Think, brothers and sisters, in your places, if we had praised, how many would have got saved? And you could have brought them to your church. And your pastor would have baptized them. Because you did one thing. You prayed for them. And you praised God. God set them free. This is how the kingdom grows. Because the people of the world see. These are a different people. They always praise their God. Nothing can steal their praises. You can do anything to them. They will still praise their God. They are a different people. That is the testimony of the church. That is the real testimony. That is when the kingdom is manifested. That is why God said, righteousness, peace, joy. Peace is calmness. Joy is singing. Joy everybody sees. Joy everybody sees. Everybody in the prison in Philippi saw the joy of Paul and Silas. They saw it. So should people see our joy. Some of your sisters, maybe your husband doesn't believe. Maybe he is harsh. Maybe he drinks. Maybe he beats you. That shouldn't steal your joy. Shouldn't steal your joy. If it steals your joy, and you stop praising, your husband will remain a prisoner all his life. All his life. God can set him free. If you choose to praise God, then he will be enthroned in his praises. I remember back in my state, there was a sister who was a maid servant. God saved, filled with the Spirit. Husband is a drunkard. Every evening comes and beats her up. She went and told the pastor, "What do I do?" Pastor said, "Praise God." So she went and practiced it. Every time her husband hit her, she said, "Hallelujah." Man was stunned. What is happening? He came one more. Hallelujah. 1 week. 2 weeks. 3 weeks. 3rd week. He said, "I want to come to your church." Never seen anything like this. He got saved. He stopped drinking. Why? Because she praised God. Instead of praising, what do? We take our phone. Do you know what I went through? That is not praise. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. There are kingdom principles there. Try it. Consistently. Until the God of Israel is enthroned in your life. And our God specializes in breaking chains. The first thing Jesus says is this. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to set captives free. And that same Spirit is given to every child. Not a different Spirit. The same Spirit is given to each child to set the captives free. Captives free. And that is the principle of the kingdom. Promise, patience, praise. I got 10 minutes more. We look at the fourth one and close. If you have a promise, and you have patience, and you have praise, there is a third principle. Fourth principle. Matthew 6:33. We all know it. What is it? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is not that. And all these things. What is that fourth principle? Fourth principle is the provision, principle of provision. Provision is my father's business. God says, don't worry about provision. I have a home. I have a girl who comes to work in my house. There is a girl who comes to work in our house. Let me ask you this question. First thing in the morning, she'll go ask my wife, "What do you want me to do?
ఈ రోజు నేను ఏం చేయాలా?
దట్స్ ఆల్ షీ ఆస్క్స్.
ఆమె అదొక్కటే అడుగుతుంది.
డస్ షీ సిట్ అండ్ వరీ where will rice come from?
ఆమె కూర్చొని ఆలోచిస్తుందా బియ్యం ఎక్కడి నుంచి వస్తుంది?
Where will dal come from?
పప్పు ఎక్కడి నుంచి వస్తుంది?
Where will chicken come from?
చికెన్ ఎక్కడి నుంచి వస్తుంది?
That is not her problem.
ఆమె సమస్య కాదు అది.
That is my problem.
అది నా సమస్య అది.
Her job
ఆమె పని ఏంటి?
Is to find out what should I do?
నేను ఏది చేయమంటున్నాడో తెలుసుకోవడమే ఆమె పని.
I am the master. She is the servant. God is the master. We are servants. Second thing. When you go home, all the small children, do you sit there? Are they worrying? What will we eat for dinner? Will there be rice? Will there be dal? Do they worry? No, their father worries. The mother worries. They have no worries. Evening they will sit around the steel plate. Tang, 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 tang. Rice is coming, pappu coming. They have no worries. Why? Because they know their father and mother will take care. But they have to do something. Did you do your homework? Did you do your homework? No. Finish your homework and come for dinner. They don't have to worry about permission. Only thing they have to worry about is, did I do what daddy told me to do? What is the principle in the God's kingdom about permission? Find out every day from God, what do you want me to do? Do it. Provision will come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All this pappu, dal, everything will be added. This is the kingdom. That is the way the kingdom works. That is the kingdom of provision. And Jesus told it. Jesus is doing the will of the Father. Growing, teaching, 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 teaching. Thousands of people. He said, let us teach. Let us feed them. Oh, it's not possible. 6 months wages is not enough. And look, one chinna papa has brought 5 roti and 2 fish. What can we do with this? Jesus said, give it to me. Give it to me. I can feed them. I can feed them. Why did he have the confidence he could feed all this? Because he knew he was doing the will of his father. And therefore provision will come. Give it to me. You know why we do not have confidence? Because we do not have confidence about the will of God. John will say in his epistle, if we do the will of God, we have the confidence if we ask God, he will answer. And Jesus always had that confidence. 5 roti?
5 rotalu?
2 fish?
2 chepalu?
No problem. Father, I thank you. You always hear. Here, eat. We think we don't have enough only because we have little. That does not matter to God. Only thing that matters to God is, are you walking in his will? Think for a minute. One place there is 5,000 plus people. 5 loaves of bread. 2 fish. Another situation. 4,000 people. 7 loaves of bread. 7 loaves of bread. 4,000 people. 5 loaves of bread, 5,000 people. Ayya, this maths is wrong. 5,000, 5 loaves, 5,000. 7 loaves should be 7,000. But it's come down to 4,000. Why? Jesus told his disciples, when I had 5 loaves, I fed 5,000. When I had 4 loaves, I fed 4,000. Did you understand? They said, no, we didn't. God said, this is what I will tell you what it is. When I have much, God does little. When you and I have little, God does much. So if you have little, it doesn't matter. Put it into God's hands. That's all that matters. That widow told Elijah, little atta, little oil, enough to make a few rotis, I will eat, my boy will eat, and we will die. I just said, no need. Make it. Give it to me. Give it to you. This. Only this. I am there. My papa is there. Give it to you. Yes, give it to me. She made it. Gave it to him. Elijah looked at her. From today till the famine finishes, you will always have food in your house. Why? Because you took that little and gave it to God. And God just multiplied what you had. That's how God's kingdom works. It doesn't work, the world says. The world says, if you have 100 rupees, if you have give 50, I have only 50 left. God says, you have 100 rupees, you give me 100, I'll make it into 1,000. Ayya, but. There we get stuck. But you have to believe. How does the kingdom work? That is why Paul will say, the Lord himself taught, it is more blessed to give than to receive. More blessed to give than to receive. One father took his son shopping with him. There was one shopkeeper who was the father's friend. And he was selling peanuts. Monthly, no? And he told the boy, take a handful. Boy said, no. Take a handful. He said, father, he told the father, take a handful. He said, no. Then finally the man said, took a handful and he took it in his t-shirt. So while he was going back, the father asked him, why did you take it when I told you and he told you? He said, appa, my hands are small. My hands are, we don't realize this. That boy realized, our God's hands are big. Big. He said, you give to me, I will open the windows of heaven. You will not be able to hold it. You will never be able to hold it. Our Father has big hands. Bigger than big hands, he has a big heart. You know what scripture says? If he did not spare his only son for us, how much he will give us all things. God said, I gave you my son. What is your other prayer request compared to that? This is how the kingdom of God works. Never worry about provision. Never worry about provision. Just find the will of God. Will of God. What you have, put it into God's hands. Put it into God's hands. One day, as I close, I will only close with this. The other two will look another day. Moses is 80 years old. God said, I am calling him. I am sending you to Egypt. You will bring my people out. Moses said, I cannot speak. I cannot do anything. God said, wait. What do you have? Poor fellow has nothing. Pants, father-in-laws. Shirt, mama. Everything, mama. What do you have? This stick. This? You know what God said? You have only that? With this stick, I'll bring my people out. With this stick, I will bring my people out. Two things you have to do before you can go. One, put your hand against your heart. You see? It's leprous. I am not calling you because you are qualified. I qualify the ones whom I call. Your heart is no different from anybody's heart. Put your hand back on your heart. Look. Clean. I have cleansed you. You had killed a man once with this hand. I have forgiven and cleansed you. Second, take that rod. Put it on the ground. It became a snake. He said, pick this rod again. And take the rod. And scripture says, from that day, the rod will not be called the rod of Moses. It will be called the rod of God. When the boy came, the five loaves was his loaves. But when he put it into Jesus' hands, it is no longer his bread. It is the bread that belongs to God now. It's no longer yours. It is his. God says, you need to learn to put it into his hands. With that rod, I will bring my people out. 600,000 people. Wives. Children. At least 20 lakh people. 40 years in the wilderness. Did Moses take care of them? Did they have food every day? Did they have water every day? Did they have clothes on their body? Did they have sandals on their feet? Did they defeat their enemies? Why? Because Moses had known God as his provision. God has his provision. Fourth principle in the kingdom. God is not just our provider. He is our provision. He is our provision. That's why Ephesians will say, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Christ is our provision. He is our provision. He who has Christ also has everything that you need. If you don't have Christ, even if you have everything else, you will never have peace and joy. But if you have Christ, it comes as a full package. So this afternoon, as we close, there were two more, but we will look at it something else. I can at least give you what it is. Okay, the fifth one is the principle of promotion.
Okay. Vrutti anedi sutramu.
In the kingdom there is promotion.
Abhivruti anedi devuni yokka rajyam.
It doesn't come the way it comes in the world.
Aithe lokamu vache vidhamuga abhivruti raadu.
And the sixth principle,
aaro sutramu,
is the principle of God's sovereignty.
Devuni yokka sarvabhaumyamu gurinchi sutramu.
You have to accept. He may allow her to die. He may raise this one from the dead. That's the sovereignty of God. Both is considered faith. Scripture says, by faith, some receive the dead back to life. Some died by faith. That is the sovereignty of God. You cannot say, Lord, I am part of your kingdom. I only want to see your resurrection. God said, no, you will die also. That's what it means, thy will be done. Sovereignty of God. Because you will also hear. You cannot be sick. You have to be healed. Who said so? Who said so? Did God say? Every time you should be healed, did God say? We will look at that scripture and I'll pray. Exodus chapter 4. Verse 11. Exodus 4. Loudly, 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 sister. Who made you mute? Who made you dumb? Who made you blind? I, God, did. I can open your eyes. I can shut your eyes. I can open your mouth. I can shut your mouth. I can open your ears. I can close your ears. I am God. The principle of God's kingdom. He is sovereign. Sovereign. The wise one understands that and will say, Lord, let your will be done in my life. So this six principles of God's kingdom. Promise should lead to patience, should be worked out in praise. Don't worry about provision, promotion. Humble thyself under the hand of God, and in due season he shall lift you up. In the world, you want to go up? Push! Push! In the kingdom, you want to go up? Go down. Go down. He will lift you up. If you lift yourself up, he will push you down. That's the principle of promotion in God's kingdom. Promotion. Oh, brothers, did you know? I had this dream. In that dream, you were all bowing before me. Oh, yeah. We are all bowing before you. Again, did you know I had a dream? Sun, moon and stars. All bowing before me. What is Joseph doing? Pushing himself up. God said, I have a plan for you. It is not to push yourself up. So I am going to change your ways. I'm going to push you down. Down. And down. Until you reach a dungeon like a prisoner. And when you have learned my kingdom, I will lift you up. And I will lift you up. And I will lift you up. And I will put you above all your brothers. There's no other principle in the kingdom. The principle of promotion. Humble thyself in the mighty hand of God. And he will lift you up. kingdom of God. That is the gospel of the kingdom. That is the good news. That is the good news. There is a king. There is a kingdom. There is a kingdom within. And there is a kingdom that is coming. And every minute, every hour, that kingdom is coming closer and closer and closer. And we as a people of God is preparing to welcome that king and that kingdom. Amen. Amen. Shall we pray?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Father, we just surrender into thy hands, O Lord. We are your children. We are your people. Called by your name. You called us. You chose us. And this afternoon, even as we are here, we just surrender ourselves into thy hands. And we pray, O God, touch each one. We all need you, Lord. We confess. Without you, we can do nothing. We also proclaim. We can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We are weak, but you are strong. We are empty, but you can fill us. Oh, Father, fill your people today. Fill us with yourself, Lord. With your spirit. With revelation. With understanding. How your kingdom functions. And give us the heart to obey. Because you said in your word, if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the best of your land. We want the best of the life of Christ. We want that victory which he won. Over flesh. Over the world and over the devil. We want to experience in our life too, Lord. That's our prayer today, Lord. I bless your people in your name. May your hand rest upon each one. Old and young. The children and the babies. Let the hand of God rest upon them. And guide them. Through this year, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.